Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's daf is Erevin and daf Samech Ches. We're going to start with the bottom of daf Samech Zayin Amud Beis, the last thin line. The Gemara here brings a story of where they needed to bring something from one house to another house, and they didn't make an Erev in the Chatzer. So what did they do? So Gemara says, Ahu Yenuka, they were starting with a child. They needed to do bris mila, dishtapich ha chamime, that the hot water was spilled before Shabbos they had prepared. Amar lohu Rabba, Rabba said to them, to the family of the child, Nei se le chamime miko beisa, let's bring water from the house that was in the chatzer, let's bring the water in the house that was in the chatzer. And Rabba thought that they made an Erev Chatzeros, or they made a Shitufim Avos from Erev Shabbos, so that's why he allowed it. So Amalei Abaye said to Rabba, wait a second, Halo Arvidin, how can they bring water from one house to bring it to another house in the courtyard? They didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. So Amalei Nismoch Ashituf, so let's rely on the Shitufim Avos. So even if they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, if there was through the Shituf in the Mavoi, that they're allowed to carry in the Mavoi, you're also allowed to carry from place to place, whether in the Mavoi, whether in the Chatzeros of the Mavoi, even if they didn't make the Erev Chatzeros. Amar Lei, Halo Shatfin, yeah, but they didn't make a Shitufa Mavos either. So Neymar Lei Lanachri Laisilei, so let's say to a non-Jew they should bring the water. Amar Baye, Boy Lo Svulamar, I wanted to ask this question to our master Rabbi, how he permitted this, for Lo Shavka and Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef did not permit me to ask him why. When we studied in the base medrash of Rav Yehuda, Hava Amar Lod, he would tell us that when we saw that there was a chacham who allowed something bidoraisa and something related to Nisr Torah, Mosvidan Tiyufta, Vahadar Avdinan Maisa. So we first asked the question. And then we did the action. In other words, if we thought that someone said something's allowed, and we weren't sure whether it was allowed, but it was something that was relating to an Isser Daraisa, a Torah prohibition, so then we'd first ask, then we would do it. But if it was Midrabanan, if the rabbi told us something that was permitted only Midrabanan, that was only Midrabanan, an Isser Drabanan, Abdina Mais, they would first do the action, but Hadir Masvin Tuta, then we would ask the question. Because let's say, halachically, the rabbi didn't paskin correctly, we only violated Nisr Drabanan Bishogeg. So since this action related to an Isr Drabanan on carrying without an Erev Chatzeros, they didn't ask the Shiloh the question before they did it. Lavazar Hachi, after they followed the ruling of Rabbah and they brought the and they followed Rabbah's ruling and they brought the hot water. Ma Amar Li, my bais lo svelamar. What did you want to ask to our master Rabbah? Amri, I want to ask him. Detanya hazaa shvus vabir l'nachri shvus. Let's see, sprinkling the mechatas, the ashes of the paraduba, the water from the ashes of the paraduba. So that is forbidden on Shabbos midrabanan. And telling a non-Jew to do malach on Shabbos is also only in Isser Drabanan. Rahaza Shvus Veda Docha Es HaShabbos. Afamir Lenachri Shvus Veda Docha Es HaShabbos. So just like sprinkling the water is a Drabanan, it doesn't override Shabbos. So also, Amir Lenachri is also a Drabanan, and that also should not override Shabbos. So how could Rabbah then suggest that a non-Jew should violate it as a Drabanan? Amarle, v'lo shani lach, bein shvus is be ma'ase, l'shvus leis be ma'ase. How can you compare hazah to amir l'dachri? Hazah, sprinkling the water, that involves an action, so we're going to be more strict than with amir l'dachri, saying speaking to a non-Jew, because that does not involve an action. D'ha mar lo amar l'goy zil achim. Did not Rabbah say to the non-Jew, go and heat the water on Shabbos? So we see that Amir Lenachri is less severe than Hazah, so you can't bring a raya proof from Hazah. Since carrying in the chatzah is only midrabanan, so you have a shvus, you could be lenient for a drabanan for the purpose of mitzvah, right? So it's an example of a shvus to shvus letzorech mitzvah, right? You're telling a non-Jew to set aside a rabbinic prohibition for the purpose of a mitzvah, for the hot water, for bris milah. So that's how he allowed it. Now the Gemara is now going to clarify, how could it be that in the courtyard of Rai and Rava they didn't make an air for a shitufa mavos? How can that be? So Amar Le Rav Barav Rav Chadad La Bayir. Rav Chadad said to Abayir, Mavoi the East Bay Trey Gavi Ravri Karabonon. We have a mavoi. In this mavoi, you had like two gedolei Torah, like Rava and Abaye. So Lo Levi Bay Lo Eru Velo Shitufa. You're not going to have an air of chatzir and a shitufa mavos. Is that possible? Because obviously it's going to lead to a stumbling block. How could it be that they didn't make sure that this would be in place? Amalei my navi. What should we do? Abaye said to Rava Baruchan, what can we do? Mar Lav Urche, Rabba, it's not his kavod. It's not respectful for him to go among the people who live in the chatzar and the mavoi to collect bread for the eruv and the shitufim uvos. Ana, Trina Begarsai, and I'm focused and absorbed in my learning. And if I would go around and collect bread for the eruv and the shituf, I wouldn't learn the whole day. So the inhu lo mashkechei, and they, the other people of the mavoi, so they don't have understanding to understand what they have to do. Essentially, they don't get involved themselves in these matters. Vi akni luhu pita bisala. And if you're going to say, why don't I simply transfer to all the residents in the mavoi part of the bread in my basket, so that I can allow them to join? If they would want to take it from me, it would be impossible for me to give it to them, because basically I'm so poor, I can't even give the bread that I need the bread for my own food. So therefore, I really don't have bread. So therefore, batel shituf. So therefore, the merging would be invalid. In other words, he wouldn't be able to. He wouldn't be able to give them the bread. It's not reality. So you have to say, you'd have to say that, you know, in this Shabbos he was concerned he wouldn't be able to give them the bread, and there, because he needed the bread, and therefore the shituf wouldn't work. So Rabbi Baruch Hanan said, wait a second, v'nakni luhumar. So why don't Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped. I'm sorry. The Tanya Echav in the Mavoi Shabikesh Yain V'Shemen V'Lo Nasu Lo Batel Shituf. Because we have a brisa that says that someone from a Mavoi who requested wine or oil, and they didn't allow that was used for the Shituf in Mavos, and they didn't give it to him, then the Shituf has been canceled. Because obviously, when he said, I'm going to give it to everyone, it wasn't with a full heart. So now, Rabbi says, okay, v'nakin lehu mar ruviyasa dechala v'chavisa. So why doesn't he simply transfer them a ruviyas, a quarter log of vinegar in one of his barrels? Abai certainly can afford that amount of money, that amount of food for the rest of the residents. So Abai responded that that's not a good solution either. Why? Tanya ein mishtatfin ba'otzar. That you cannot use food in a storeroom for a shitufa mavos, because it's not clear which portion of the food is set aside for that purpose. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, is that really true that ein mishtatfim b'mavoi v'atanya mishtatfim? But we have a brisa which says it's the opposite, that we actually do shitufa mavos. We actually do this merging of the mavos of the alleyway. Now, this is actually machlokas beis sham and beis hillel. The brisa that says that you can't do a shitufa mavos, so that's like beis shamai, who holds the concept of ein breira. And because ein breira, that means we cannot clarify something retroactively. According to beis shamai's position, we don't clarify retroactively what part of the otsar falls on the shituf. And therefore, if they take therefore, if someone, let's say, takes some vinegar from the storehouse on, let's say, you have a lot of vinegar in the storehouse, and you say, okay, I'm going to set aside, you know, quarter luke for the shituv mavos. If someone then takes out some vinegar, maybe he took out the vinegar that the shituv goes on, and that would, and then that would render the shituv mavos invalid. But ha beis hillel, beis hillel holds the eish beira, and according to beis hillel, we would say that if, like, they, let's say you have a storehouse full of vinegar, and you say revius lug is for shituv mavos, and then in the middle of Shabbos someone takes out some vinegar, so we're going to assume that obviously that vinegar was obviously not part of the shituv mavos, because he holds yesh breira. So did not, we're going to see this Mishnah where we have this debate here between Bisham and Bisilo. Hames babayis. So let's say there's a corpse in the house. Below psachim harbe kulam tameim, and the house has many entrances and they're all locked. You don't know which house they are going to, which door they're going to open in order to carry the mace from the house. So in the space of the house, the space of the entrance, I'm sorry. So there are kalim, there are vessels, kulan tameim, all the kalim that are placed in all of the entrances, they are all tamei. And since from one of the openings the corpse will be taken out, and you don't know from which one, all of the entrances bring tuma out of doubt, like the halach of ohel hames. Okay, it's as if it's, you would assume it's as if the corpse already passed through that opening. Niftach echad behem, if one of the entrances was open, then hu tabe v'chulot tahor. Then we're going to assume that the mace will go out from that entrance, and only the kalim underneath that space, the airspace of the opening, these kalim are tabe v'chulot tahorim, and all of the other openings are tahor, because certainly the mace is not going to go out of the closed entrances, but only out of the open entrance. Now, let's say you thought that you were going to, there are four entrances, and you know the northern entrance, you're going to take the corpse out of the northern entrance, but you haven't actually done anything yet, you just thought about it. Oh, bachalon sheishbo arba arba, or you thought to carry it out of a window that's at least 4x4 tefachim, it's minimum size of an opening. Matzil kol psachim kulad, so it also saves all the other entrances that are locked from being tamei. Beishamei says, v'hu shechishev ad shelo yabus habeis. Beishamei says, this only helps if you thought about this before the person died in the house. Because when he died, Tuma did not descend to all of the other openings. But if you thought about it only after the person died, your machshava, your intent, does not help to cancel out the tuma. Why? Because ein breira. We say ein breira. We don't say retroactively, okay, this opening is tamei or not. Because as soon as the person dies, then we ask ourselves, which opening is he going to leave? And if we can't ascertain at that point, we assume that they are all tamei out of doubt. Even though later on it's confirmed that you thought to do, you know, one entrance as opposed to the other one, we don't say that retroactively from the point where he died. Ubeis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel say, af mishiyamus hameis. Beis Hillel says, no, even if you thought about which entrance he's going to go out after the corpse dies, we will say yesh breira lemafreya. We're going to say retroactively, we assume that initially that was the plan, and therefore the other ones are tahor. So this is an example where we have a debate between Beis Shabbai and Beis Hillel regarding the position of yesh breira. Now we're going to bring another story about a child, again, for whom the hot water was poured out that was prepared for him. Ho yenuka dishtape chabibe, the story with a child needed to get circumcised. The hot water was spilled out before the mila. Amar lohu Rava. Rava said to his family, dishale li'ibe tzricha, we're going to ask the mother of the child if she needs to drink the hot water, and if so, then the water, the Dadju could heat the hot water once, also for the needs of the mother, and also to bathe the child. In other words, there was, according to this, there was no heter allowance to tell the non-Jew to heat the water to wash the child, because, at least according to this, even though it's a tzarich mitzvah, since this is an Isser Daraisa, this apparently, at least this would not be allowed, but they felt that heating, adding water, but let's say, for example, this is the way the Rashba understands this. The Rashba says that heating the water for the mother, apparently, if that was allowed, and we have to see why that's so. So, if heating the water is allowed, so once if the non-Jew is allowed to heat the water for the mother, if you're simply adding water, then that's only an Issur Derabbanan, and that would be okay. According to this position, heating the water litzorech mitzvah would not be sufficient if telling the non-Jew to perform an Issur Doraisa of heating the water litzorech mitzvah would not be sufficient. But adding water, it's only drabanan, then that would be fine. So Amar Lei, Rav Misharshia LaRava, Rav Misharshia says to Rava, Ime Ka'achli Tamrei, the mother of the child is eating dates, and since she can eat something that's cold, obviously she is healthy enough, and she doesn't need to drink hot liquids. In other words, there was this thought that you'd be allowed to tell a non-Jew to heat water that the woman needs. The woman, she's a new mother. Maybe it's pikuach nefesh. She needs to drink hot liquids, and therefore you're heating up water for the mother to drink. You could tell a non-Jew to do this. Obviously, maybe you can even do it yourself. But it's obviously if you can have a non-Jew do it, then it's better. And according to this view here, so this would be allowed for the mother. And then because it's allowed for the mother, it'd be allowed for the child. But we're saying, no, since the mother is eating dates, obviously she doesn't need the hot water, and therefore you would not be allowed to heat the water for her. Amar lei, emor tunva ba'amahu denakatla. It's possible to say that it was merely like a hunger that seized her, and she is unaware of what she is eating, but she is still... She's still dangerously ill. Just because she's eating the dates, maybe she had to eat, but she really needs hot water and hot food. So we are going to allow to heat the water for the mother to drink. And once we allow that, then to add water for the child, that is old, to add water, let's say, to the fire, that's only the Issur Derabbanan, and that would be permitted. Ahu Yanuka, Tishtapu Chavim, another story. The child... needs bris milah, and the water that was prepared beforehand spilled. Now, in the chatzer next to this chatzer where the child lived, Rava lived. And in his chatzer, there was a lot of hot water that was prepared. And there was an opening between the two chatzeros, but you couldn't go from one chatzer, you couldn't carry from one chatzer to another one, because there was no eruve chatzeros. And in his Rava's house, there were outer rooms that men used, and there were inner rooms that the women used for modesty reasons. Amar lehu Rava. So Rava said to his family, "Panu li mane mi bei gavre le bei nasha. I want you to take my kalim, I want you to take my belongings from the men's room to the women's room, and so that I won't carry, carry my stuff from the men's room, which opens directly into my courtyard, into the women's room, which does not." Open up to the courtyard, because the women's rooms were in the inner part of the house, and his room was in the outer part of the house. So he was concerned that he might carry his belongings to the courtyard, which would be not allowed, because he, because we, well, let's see in a second, va'azil va'esev hasam, and I will sit in the women's room. The Eve Dilahu Hachatzer, and I'm going to be Mevatel. I'm going to renounce my rights to this courtyard in favor of the courtyard of the other courtyard, you know, the next door courtyard. I'm going to renounce my rights, Bitul Rishus. So therefore, they could bring the hot water from the from his courtyard to the other courtyard. Gemara says, wait a second. Amar le Ravina le Rava. Ravina says, the Rava, Hamar Shmuel ain Bitul Rishus mechatz le chatz. I thought you can't be Mevatel your Rishus from one courtyard to the next courtyard. Amar le Anak Rav Yochan Sfirle. I hold the Rav Yochan the Amar Yesh Bitul Rishus mechatz le chatz. I'm allowed to be Mevatel my Rishus from one to the next. You know, to allow it to be all of his rishus. And that way, they can bring the hot water that's in my chatzer to the other chatzer. Gemara says, "V'i lo savar la mar kishmuel." But does my master, doesn't he hold like if he does not hold like Shmuel? So they save mar beduchte. Why don't I simply stay in my place? Why don't I simply stay in, you know, the men's chamber? And let me renounce, do bitul rishus in favor of the people of the other courtyard, so that, right? Vinihadru inhu vinivtu le lamar, and I'll be mavatel to them, and afterwards, the Bidei HaChatzer will be Mevatel to me, basically. In other words, first I'm going to be Mevatel my Rishus for the people of the other courtyard so that they can transfer the water from my courtyard to their courtyard. And then, V'nihadrinu v'nivatlu le'lamar. And then, after the water has been moved, they can renounce their rights in favor of the master, and that's in front of me. So now that Rava can now again carry in his courtyard. Because you could actually do a double bitul rishus. You could be mevat. One side can be, let's say you have two people who live in the same courtyard. They've got to establish an eruv. One person can do bitul rishus and say, you know what, it all belongs to you. I'm giving up my rights. So therefore, you can carry in the chatzer. And once the other guy carrying the chatzer, he's done with his carrying, and the second guy will then be mevatel, and then the first person will carry. So in other words, why did Rava move his stuff from the, why did Rava move his stuff to the women's courtyard that he's not going to carry it anymore? Let the person in the other courtyard move the hot water then, and then let him be mevatel his rishus. So Rava responded to Ravina, Ana beha kishmuel sefirli. I hold like Shmuel in this regard. Damar ein mevatlim chozim vatlim. I don't believe in this double chozim mevatlim. You can be vatel, and then you can be mevatel again. But the Gemara asks, v'lav chayat taimahu. Isn't the reason for both halachos really the same? My taimah ein mevatlim chozim vatlim. Why do we say you can't be mevatel your rights in favor of the other person so that he can carry and you can't? And then he'll renounce his rights so you can carry. Is it not that once he's mevatel his rishus, his rights, he has completely removed himself from the courtyard? So you become like someone from another chatzer. And Shmuel holds, you can't renounce rights from one chatzer to another chatzer. If so, then what? Mar nami lo livatel. So then you should also not renounce your right to the courtyard. In other words, if you accept Shmuel's position regarding mevatel v'chozer mevatel, you should also accept his position regarding being mevatel one rishus to the other rishus. They're really the same reason in a sense. So Rabbi says, no, that's not true. Hasam hainu taima. Says there, when it comes to Bittel af achar bittel v'chozim mevatlim. The reason why Shmuel holds that you can't, that one guy can't do bittel, and followed by another guy doing bittel, is not because he holds ein bittel mechatzer lechatzer. It's not like You know, once I was mevatel my rishus, I become like part of another chatzer. Haynu taima, rather, what's the reason? Ki heche delo lehevi milsa derabbanan kechucha vitlula. The reason why he holds that he can't be mevatel b'chol mevatelim is that the words of the chum should not be laughter and mockery. If basically, you know, basically, let's say there are a bunch of us in a chatzer, and we all have houses, we opened up to a chatzer, we didn't make the bunch of chatzeros, right? We didn't make an air of chatzeros, we want to carry from one to the other. So, okay, we all want to carry, so let's take turns. First, we're all going to be mevatel rishus to one person, and then he's going to carry, do all his carrying, and he's going to be mevatel, and then he's going to be mevatel rishus to one person, and then that person will carry, and then someone else will do it. So it makes this whole rule a joke. So therefore, therefore, even though technically speaking, I hold you can be mevatel from one chatzer to another chatzer, nevertheless, I hold ein mevatlin v'chozim mevatlin, because then it would turn the rules of the rabbi into a joke, and therefore, says Rava, I really hold you can be mevatel mechatzer lechatzer. That's fine, but I'm not going to, once I give up my rights for that Shabbos, I'm not going to have the other person mevatel his rights to allow me to carry, because that's going to make the rules of the rabbi a joke. So now we're going to discuss this debate between Rav and Shmuel about this principle of mevatlin v'chozin u'mevatlin, gufa. So now we're going to talk about this matter itself, this discussion. Rav amar mevatlin chozin u'mevatlin. Rav says that you could be mevatel your rishus, your rights in one chatzer to another person, and after you finished, you know, and after the other person used the chatzer, he carried whatever he had to carry. Chozim mevatlim. So then, the one who was mevatel, the one who got the benefit of the bittel, then he's mevatel his rishus to the other person. Shmuel amar ein mevatlim chozim mevatlim. Shmuel says you can't do that. So lema Rav Shmuel pluksa drabban v'blodz kamifugi. Let's say that the debate between Rav and Shmuel relates to the debate between Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer. The Rav the Amar ki Rabbanon, the Shmuel the Amar ki Rabbi Eliezer. The Rav who says that you could be Choser. So what's the debate between Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer? So the Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer debate if I'm Mevatel the Rishus of my courtyard, can I, in effect, am I mevatel also the rishus of my house? The Rav who says that you can be chozer umevatel to the one, if you're mevatel, your rishus of the chatzer. So Rav says, basically, Rav follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, who hold that even if you renounce your right to the courtyard, to the chatzer, you do not renounce your right to the house. So since you have not completely removed yourself from the courtyard, so the other residents may be mevatel their rights in your favor. In other words, the Gemara is suggesting here that once you completely remove your rights from, you're completely like in a different chatzer, meaning you mevatel your rights from the chatzer and your house, then that's it. You can't be counted back in the chatzer and people be mevatel to you. So that works like the Rabbanan who holds that even if you're mevatel your rights to the chatzer, you're still not mevatel your rights to the house. You're still considered part of the house. However, Shmuel Demar Rabbi Eliezer, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Eliezer that if I'm mevatel, I remove my rights. I rescind my rights from the chatzer. I'm also rescinding my rights to the house. You're not at all. You remove yourself from the chatzer, and therefore there is no possibility that others can then renounce their rights in your favor because you're not considered someone from the chatzer. So Amar Lecha Rava. So Rava would say back to you, it's not true. Ana da mire afila Rabbi Lazar. I can even be in accordance with the position of Rabbi Lazar. I can look for Rabbi Lazar hasam. I'm about to reduce chatzero. So Rav would say, listen, Rabbi Eliezer says there that if you're mevatel the reshus to your chatzer, you're also being mevatel the reshus to your house. Why? Because people don't live in a house without a backyard, without a courtyard. It's not, it doesn't make sense. So obviously, if you renounced your right to the chatzer, you've also renounced the rights to your house. But avaliyan istaluke mi amar. But obviously, you haven't entirely removed yourself from the courtyard to the extent that others would then be unable to renounce their rights in your favor, right? Obviously, Miyamar, he didn't say that. Now, it's one thing to say, okay, when I'm mevatel my rights to my chatzer, I'm also being mevatel my right. And there's a difference between being mevatel my rights to my house and completely removing yourself from the chatzer. That's not the case. Ushmul Amar and Shmuel would say, Ana davri afilu k'rabanan. What I said can even follow the opinion of the Rabbanan. Adkad lo kubi Rabbanan hasav elamai devato bitel lo bato lo bitel. No, what the Rabbanan say? Whatever you do, you do. Whatever you don't do, you don't do. You were only mevatel. We only go by what you expressly say. If you expressly say, I'm mevatel the reshus, the rights to my chatzer, I'm not mevatel the rights to my house. Avol mai debatel miho istat legamri. But what I renounce completely. So if I renounce my right to the courtyard, then that's it. I'm not considered a resident of that place. So they're not necessarily related to that debate. Yeah, Omar Rav Acha Bar Chana, Omar Rav Sheshes, Rav Acha Bar Chana says the Rav Sheshes, Kit Tanoi. This is Rav and Shmuel, maybe it's not like the debate out of the Rabban Rav Lezer, but it's like the following debate. Misha Nasan Rishusa Vahotzi. Baby Shogi Baby Mazid Oser Divi Rabbi Bayer. If you don't marry, but Mazid Oser Bishogi in Oser. So what's the case? The case is that if you give your rights, you give away your rights to your share of the courtyard to other people. Okay? So let's say you forgot to make an Erev Chatzeros. So now it's Shabbos. So you want to let other people carry. So you renounce your rights to the Chatzer. And then, nevertheless, you carried something from your house to the courtyard. Whether you did it b'shogi or b'mezid, so then you do not allow anyone else to carry in the courtyard. Because basically, you're saying, oh, I'm mevatel my rights to the chatzer. So I'm separating from the chatzer. But once you carry into the chatzer, obviously, you've demonstrated that you haven't, you know, separated from the chatzer. So you have renounced, you have annulled your renunciation. That's the Peter Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda says, "Bemazid oser, b'shogayin oser." Rabbi Huda says, "No, if you did it intentionally, so obviously you intentionally canceled out your renunciation. But if you do it unintentionally, then you have not annulled your renunciation, your bittul. Because whatever, you're mevatel your shus, you made a mistake, but you haven't. It was a mistake, but you haven't canceled out your renunciation." So my love, Hakamifilge, is not their disagreement based on what we just said. That Rabbi Bayer holds that a person who renounces his rights does not remove himself completely from his reshus, and therefore, what? And therefore, right, mevatlim chozim vatli. Therefore, you can renounce. The second person can then renounce his rights in favor of the first one. In other words, what's Rabbi Meir saying? Rabbi Meir is saying is that you can do bittul reshus, but you can effectively undo that. How can you effectively undo that? Obviously, it's because you still have shaychus, you still have connection to the courtyard. So if you still have connection to the courtyard, even if you're mevatel your reshus, so that would seem to mean then that also mevatlim chozim mevatlim, you can renounce your rights, and then someone can renounce their rights to the chatzer in your favor. And Rabbi Yehuda would say no, that if you renounce your rights, you completely remove yourself from the rishus, and therefore you may not renounce your rights in front of another person, and then have that person renounce his rights to you. So Amar Vacha Bar Tachlifa Mishmei de Rava. So Rav Acha Bar Tachlifa says the name of Rava. No, that's not true. You can't base their debate based on the debate between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Kulei Alma Ein Mevatlim Chozim Vatlim. Everyone agrees. Ein Mevatlim Chozim Vatlim. That basically, once you renounce your rights, then that's it. No one can then later on renounce his rights to allow you to carry on Shabbos. Is a different debate whether we penalize shogig atumezik, that whether we penalize someone who committed a sin unintentionally because they might do it intentionally. Marsever kansu shogig atumezik, marsever lo kansu shogig atumezik. So the debate is the following. According to Rav Meir, when you carried something outside the chatzer, so bishogeg, so if you basically let's say that you do bitl rishus, you renounce your right to the chatzer, and then you intentionally then carry, so obviously there you have demonstrated that you don't want your bitl rishus to take place, but we're concerned. Even in case of shogeg, if you do it unintentionally, we're going to penalize you that there as well, you would aser the rest of the people of the chatzer. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, we do not penalize shogeg atu mezid, and therefore only if you intentionally carry it b'mezid, carry something in the mezid in the courtyard, you have then reasserted your right to the chatzer, and you aser everyone. Now we have another attempt to try to assert what the debate between Rav and Shmuel is based on. Ravashi Amar, Rav Shmuel, Bipluksa, the Rabbi Lezer, he disagrees, and he goes back to what was said earlier, that this debate about Chozim Vatlib, that is related to the debate of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Adad. It is related to that, and Rav who holds Chozim Vatlib, so that's because he holds like the Rabbi Adad, that if you're Ravato, the Rishus of your Chatzer, you have not been mevatel the reshus of your house, and therefore you have not removed yourself completely from the chatzer, and therefore someone can be mevatel their reshus and give you the rights. And Shmuel says, no, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that if you're mevatel the reshus of your courtyard, you've also been mevatel the rights to your house, and meaning what? You have renounced, you have separated yourself completely from the chatzer, therefore you cannot get any more rights on Shabbos. No one can be involved with the Rishus to you anymore on Shabbos. So the rejection that the Gemara had to this suggestion, so Rav Ashi doesn't buy into that rejection. He thinks that Rav and Shmuel's debate is consistent with the debate between Rav Elazar and the Rabbonim. Now, the Mishnah above said the following. So Rav Gamliel said there was a story with a tzidoki who lived with them, and he renounced his rights in the same mavoi. He renounced his rights in the mavoi before Shabbos. So the Mishnah then continues the discussion about how and whether the mavoi could be used on Shabbos. So the Gemara is like, wait a second, Snuki man dachar shmei. Who mentioned the halacha of a tzidoki? What's he talking about a tzidoki? We were talking about, the Tanakhama was not talking about a tzidoki. So the Gemara answers, Chesir Mechsev Achitani. Okay, right, there are some words missing. And this is what we need to say. Tzidoki Reo Kenachmi. A tzidoki is viewed as a non-Jew, that he cannot invalidate his Rishus. Rav Gamliel, Omer Rav Gamliel disagrees, and he says, tzidoki Eino Kenachmi. He says that a tzidoki is not like a Nachri, and he can be Mevatel Rishus. Okay, now this for Nachri again. The only way that you can deal with a Nachri who lives in your courtyard is you have to rent his rights to you on Shabbat, to use. And a Jew can simply be mevatel his Rishus. So how do we view a Tzidoki? Tanakhama says he's viewed as a Nachri, as a non-Jew, and Bittel Rishus doesn't work. And Rav Gamliel says, no, Tzidoki is not like a Nachri, and Bittel Rishus does work. And Rav Gamliel says, there's a story with the tzidoki who lived with us in the Mavoi Yerushalayim. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, our father, said, quickly, take out the kelim to the Mavoi after Shabbos started. and be machzik in the portion, you know, assert, you know, go into the portion of the tzidoki in the mavo, I guess the portion that he had in the alleyway, before the tzidoki brings out his kalim, his equipment, his belongings to the mavoi, because then that would be a retraction of his bittul, and then he would forbid you to carry into the mavoi. So once, apparently, according to Rabbi Gamliel, once you bring your stuff out to the area of the mavoi that's been designated to the tzidoki, then he can no longer retract his bittul rishus. The Gemara then says, wants to prove that the Chachamim argue Rabbi Gamliel on the halacha of tzidoki, because it's not 100% clear from our Mishnah. Vahatanyam, but we also learned this. Hador im nachri, tzidoki ubaitusi, elu ostud olav. Because there's a brisa which says that if you live in a courtyard or mavoi with a non-Jew or a tzidoki, you're baitusi. Baitusi was someone who was even more radical than a tzidoki. Tzadokut baitos were students of Antignos ish socho from, I think this is the third Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And they both, you know, they both made a mistake in his opinion when he said, don't be like servants to a master, to God, simply to receive reward. And they interpreted him from saying that, oh, why should you not serve God in order to receive reward? Because obviously what? There is no reward and punishment on what you do. And therefore they separate from Torah Shebaal Peh, and they argued on the Chachmei Yisrael. And there are two different groups, Siddukim and Baitusim. So the Chavim felt that they are viewed as non-Jews in this regard, and they aser the other people to carry into from the house to the chatzer or the mavoi until there is chirus rishus. Umaisi b'tzilk yechad she'adar im Rav Gamliel b'mav Yerushalayim v'amar lehem Rav Gamliel l'banav maharu v'hotziu masha tem hotziin v'achnisu masha tem achnisim ad shelo yotzi hatoev hazeh v'yasar aleichem. Share bittul rishus lachem, and the price continues and said, Rav Gamliel obviously disagreed, and there was a story with the tzidoki who was mevatel his rishus, and Gamliel told his children quickly, you know, carry out to the mavoi that which you want to use, what you want to carry out, and bring in what you want to bring in before this abominable individual takes out his kalim to the mavoi, because at that point he will be mevatel his rishus. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, right? And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lashon Acheres, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Gamliel says in a different Lashon, Baru Vasu Tzorchechem B'mavoy Ad Shelo Techshach V'yasar Aleichem. He said, you should hurry up and do your needs in the Mavoy on Erev Shabbos before it gets dark and Shabbos will hit. And then the tzidoki will forbid carrying from the house of the mavoi, because it's not the way to be betaking the mavoi, where that's not how you fix a mavoi where the tzidoki lives inside of it. So again, the according to Rabbi Yehuda, actually Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim did not disagree, and even Rabbi Gamliel held that the tzidoki is like a non-Jew in this regard. And he cannot be mevatel his rishus, and you could only carry from the house of the mavoi on only Erev Shabbos. This is the different than how our Brisa understands Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah. I'm sorry, this is different on how our Mishnah understands Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Brisa and Rabbi Yehuda believes that Rabbi Gamliel held like the Chachamim, and the Tzidoki is like a Goy. However, in the Mishnah, in Daf Samach Aleph, we saw that Rabbi Yehuda held that you would be allowed to use the mavoi until you know that until the however according to Rabbi Huda the Mishnah, if you started using even the area of the tzidoki, if he then in the middle of Shabbos decided, oh, you know what, I want to renounce my bittul, that would be effective, and therefore you cannot carry there anymore. So we have at least three different opinions regarding a tzidoki. Number one, bittul rishus doesn't work at all. Number two, it works, but the tzidoki can renounce his rights and his bittul anytime during Shabbos. Then he would aser the people of the mavoi to carry. And number three, that the bittul rishus works, and if you use his area before he does, that he can no longer be mevatel his rishus. Okay, That is it for today.